one moment.
Welcome, my dear. Did you find the place all right? Oh, you're shivering. Come in. Come in out of the cold. I have a fire going. Yes, this is my home. Did you expect that I lived at university? No, I'm not quite that dedicated. Come sit by the fire. Make yourself at home. I will get you a drink. I offered to walk her there after class one evening, but she insisted on arriving on her own. I suspected that she had to show her face at some duty call, as she so often did, and she must have found an opportunity to sneak out without drawing too much attention to herself. But she never said as much to me. She knew how much disdain I held for the affairs of a kind, so she often omitted those topics from our conversations. After all, we had such precious little time together, and we had to savor whatever we had and make the best of it, so neither of us wanted to waste a breath on such things. So I left her to arrive on her own, and I soon found that I felt grateful for her decision. Our situation had become more complicated by the hour, and some time to compose myself was precisely what I needed. Recently, our conversations had become more frequent, and surprisingly, more enlightening. More and more, they were not limited to talk of her studies, or even our more intimate lessons. She frequently came to my office simply to converse about anything and everything. Even in those quiet moments, I took pleasure in her company. However, as much as I enjoyed our time together, both intellectual and decidedly less so, I felt perplexed at where and how our relationship would end. If at all, I suspected that she never concerned herself with such thoughts. So I tried to put them out of my head. Oh, thank you. I have a little sense for such things, but I try. I'm sure you must have your fair share of critiques for my sense of design. Well, go on. I know you are itching to explore. My study is just through there. And it's my small hall. You can look there, if that's where your interest takes you, small library. And maybe if the moon is bright enough, you can see a bit of the garden too. That at least I'm confident in. I'll be eagerly waiting for your opinions. Yes, I've always lived alone. I suppose I've always devoted myself to my work, leaving no time for more domestic matters. But enough about that. Go on. Having her in my home felt different somehow. Meeting her in the greenhouse or in my office, I was able to sequester her in my mind. I could keep her separate from the rest of my life. She was a mere diversion before now, something enjoyable to pass the time, but nothing that should be given much thought. I relished the game as much as she did, and up until that point, that was the way I saw it, a game. But as I watched her peruse my bookshelf and play with the stray tomcat that I fed in the evenings, it felt as if she had imprinted herself onto me, and my mind again began to wonder about what the future would bring for her, rather for us. So, we are nearing the end of the semester now. Have you thought about your plans? I know you are not a matriculated student, but perhaps you would consider returning next semester. You are spending the spring with your extended family? I take it that you have a long trip ahead of you then. Will you come back next fall? Do I want you to come back? Do you want the truth? I do want you to return, not just because you are an excellent student, though that is something I appreciate greatly, but because I have become very fond of you. And the thought of not seeing your face, even just while I'm lecturing, it is painful, to say the least. If that makes you uncomfortable or changes your opinion of me, then I apologize. And I would understand if you decided not to return in the fall, or even not to return after tonight. I would not hold it against you, really. You feel the same way? Really? About an old man like me? Oh, is that right? I'm not old? These gray hairs would beg to differ. No, you're right. What man in his right mind would try to argue? And I've learned from personal experience that arguing with you is futile. Because any punishments I administer are precisely what you crave. Oh yes, I know your games, young lady. You have been manipulating me from the start. But I can oblige you. You have been so very well behaved tonight, after all. I think I can reward you with something I know you like. Just a few bites here on your neck. On your ears. Sensitive there, I see. We learn something new every day, I suppose. Pulling on my hair, and here I was, praising you for your compliance. Your hands are getting a little too curious, my dear. How about we remedy that? Give me your wrists. cross them behind your back and take off the rest of your clothes before you do. Like that, good girl. Your wrists are bound behind your back now. This should be a familiar sensation to you. Does your mind make so many wicked associations when your hands are bound like this? Perhaps your body does too. Why don't I check down here? Oh yes, I think your cunt has already guessed what's coming. Does it need a little more encouragement? My hands will do all the work today, no fear. That is, until I can trust you enough to untie those binds. And I made a promise to you last time. Do you remember what I said? No? I'll remind you then. I promised you that I would find the place between your legs that would make you squirm in delight. You couldn't reach it, but I can. Would you like that, sweetheart? Would you like me to dip my fingers in and stroke that spot? Then spread your legs for me, good girl. Those soft, blushing lips begging to be stroked. Let me just run my finger along your slit. How you quiver from just a simple touch. Be patient. You'll have to wait just a little longer for what you want, though. I still want to explore the rest of you now that you're bound for my pleasure. Like these rosy little nipples of yours. Just a gentle pinch. What a reaction. I don't believe we have devoted much time to these in our past lessons. How could I have been so careless? They are so very responsive after all. Watching them pucker and harden under my touch. Careful with those noises you're making. You get what you desire in due time. Why don't you suck on my fingers now? Get them ready to enter you. Yes, cover them entirely. They will be deep inside your cunt very soon. Ah, good girl. Suck on my fingers. Just like that, good girl. Yes, yeah, so eager, aren't you? Would you like them inside you? Ask nicely. That was very nice. There we go. One for now, entering your witness. Oh yes, oh yes, you are absolutely dripping. And your scent is intoxicating. A garden in and of itself. Oh yes, you feel my finger stroking so gently, stretching you out just a little. Working my way even deeper inside you. Yes. Oh yes. Does that feel good? Oh yes, I can tell. Let's add one more then. Oh yeah. And if I curl them up. Oh yes, yes, there it is. There it is, good girl. Oh yes. Ah, you feel them right where you want. Yes, right there. Good girl. Good. Keep your hips still. How am I to fulfill my task if you keep squirming around? Do I need to restrain your lower half as well? Yes, that's what I thought. Allow me to continue. Remember our first lesson in denial all those months ago? Let's reiterate that, shall we? You shall obey me. You keep your hips still while I work on this spot with my fingers. When you have proven yourself, I think we should try something new. Does that sound fair? No fear, my love. I can promise that you will like what I've planned for you. I know I certainly will. Are you ready to continue? Someone's eager, isn't she? All right, lie back for me and place your legs over my shoulders. Oh, oh. There, there, just like that, good girl. I'm going to lick you now, good girl. You look a little nervous. Has anyone ever done this to you before? Well, this really will be something new, huh? Relax for me, sweetheart. Relax. Relax. Let the pleasure sweep across you. Over every pore and every crevice. As I glide my tongue slowly up and down these lips. Polishing them. Circling my tongue so gently over the outline of your cunt. Barely grazing them before gently dipping it inside. very frustrated, aren't you? You want so badly to pull my hair and force me at your whim. But you must remember, I'm still in charge here. And you are getting greedy, my dear. It almost seems as if you want my fingers back inside you. You always have been very fond of my fingers, even since the very beginning. Well, is that what you want? Would you like me to stroke that special spot again? When you look down at me with those big pleading eyes, you make it impossible to refuse you. There, back in they go. You were feeling empty before, weren't you? Oh, yes. Two fingers should do the job, at least for the time being. Fingers and my tongue. Well, I suspect that they will not satisfy you for long, though. Even as I continue beckoning you at that spot, you still crave more, don't you, good girl? Shall we make another deal, you and I? You give me one orgasm, and then I'll really fill you up. I think that sounds more than fair, don't you? Then don't hold back, sweet girl. Feel my fingers on my tongue. Are you getting so very close now? Is the ache too much to bear? You really took my lesson on denial to heart. But now it's time to let go. Let every inhibition go. Buck your hips into my face. Take all that pleasure for yourself. Let that perfect feeling possess you. Don't think about anything else. Only my tongue worshipping your clit. Little wet circles. There it is. Yes, yes, that's it. That's it. That's it, good girl. Come in my mouth. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. Yes. Yes, good girl. Good girl. Calm down. Calm down. That's it. Good girl. Rest in my arms. Let all that tension just melt out of you. I think that was the loudest you've ever been. Oh, don't blush. Quite the change from our normal routine, yes. Do you like how you taste on my lips? I thought so. Shy, fulfill my end of our deal now? All right. Lie back again. I'll just get out of my own clothes. Ah, yes. Now, spread your legs even wider. Good girl. Good girl. So I can... push my way inside you while you're lying there on your back. Yes. You're still fluttering from your last orgasm. Yes. I know. You're so sensitive now. I do love to feel your cunt ripple around me, though. I'll go slowly. Ah, yes. Just relax for me. Don't clench up. Just a little deeper now. Let me slide in. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Oh, take all of me as I bury myself inside you. How do you feel? Is that throbbing ache returned yet? Your desire to be filled, is it overwhelming you again? I will take that as a yes. Then, I want you to wrap your legs around me while I'm inside you. Oh, yes. And I want you to back your hips into me and fuck me back. Oh, yes, good girl. Yes, good girl. Like that. You're so obedient, good girl. Get in tempo with me. Match my rhythm. You seem a little frantic, sweetheart. Am I going too slow for you? Now that you have been filled, your desire still isn't quenched. Tell me, what more do you need? I am willing to be agreeable tonight. Come along. Don't blush again. I will just have to move even slower if you can't use your words and ask for what you want. Oh, I could tease those sweet little nipples as well, just to coax a response out of you. circling them with my fingers, maybe with my tongue. Give them a gentle nip. Well, I always say you are a good girl. Are you going to actually be a good girl for me? Tell me. Tell me. What? You want to ride me? Well, tempted as I am to reprimand you for that little rebellion, I would very much like that too. That would require freeing your hands, though. Can I trust you to behave if I do that? All right. Let me reach behind you and there. There. You're free now, good girl. Now, climb on top of me. But don't try anything. I am now at your mercy. Let me take your hips in my hands. And now you're grinding against me. You do love to get a rise out of me, don't you? Don't stall now. Sink down on my cock. Yes, yes, good girl. Take it all. Take it all. Grip onto me if you need to find your balance. You know how to ride a horse, don't you? This is not so different. Not so different at all. You can bounce. Oh, yes, like that. Or grind. Whatever feels best for you, darling. I see you're taking full advantage of your newfound freedom, huh? Rubbing that needy bud of yours. Make it hard and glistening with your honey. All while grinding yourself on my hard cock. Finding that special spot again. Keep riding me, and you will be an expert at it. As for my hands, do you like my hands gripping your fine ass, leaving my finger marks on you, good girl? And then, greedy girl, greedy girl, so eager for pain. Perhaps spanking isn't enough for you anymore. Maybe you need more stimulation. Good girl, take your fingers and pinch your clit. Really bring it to life now. Yeah. Good girl. Good girl. Exciting, isn't it? To experience such intense stimulation from such a simple gesture. Yes. Go even faster now. Did that bring you so very close to the edge? Yes, get even closer now. You have it in you. I know you do. Ride me like that. Yes, just like that. Would you like me to count you down now?
Would you like that, good girl? Hold on. Hold it until then. Yeah. You ready? You are. 5. Oh, so close now. 4. Nearly there. 3. Hold it. Hold it. 2. Hold it. Hold it, good girl. 1. 1. Keep holding it. Now, come for me, good girl. Come for me now. Oh. Yes. Yes. There you go, good girl. You came so hard, needy girl. That felt so good, didn't it? But now you'll need to get off me. Oh, yes, exactly. Now, if not, it will be too late. Oh, get off now. Oh, yes, get off. Oh, sit between my legs instead. And now, take those hands of yours and stroke my cock. Yes, yes, yes. Like that, good girl. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. You are going to make me come so hard, good girl. Keep stroking, keep stroking. Up and down, up and down. Yes, I'm so close. Oh, I'm I made quite a mess of myself, didn't I? We'll get cleaned up in a bit. Let me just hold you for now. Come here. Rest your head on my chest. Rest here with me. I'll stroke your hair. What's that? You liked having that leverage over me. Whoever would have guessed? I suppose we must be careful with you now. All that power. Well, it might all go to your head, won't it? And then, what am I to do with you? You barely listen to me as it is. It must be my fault, though, I think. I've spoiled you for all this time. Haven't I, good girl? Are you tired? You can't hide it from me. Don't fall asleep quite yet. Didn't you want to continue on? The night is still young. After that, we can retire to bed again. You should stay with me tonight. I don't want you walking home alone in the dark. Good girl. Let's clean up. Come along. Good girl. After riding me one more time, she slept in my arms that night. During those fleeting moments, neither of us cared about the repercussions of such a thing. And for the first time in a long while, I was at peace. Yet, in
the early hours of the morning, when she was still fast asleep, nothing but tranquility on her face. The euphoria of the night before began to fade. My anxieties had returned, and in full force. All my questions of the past few months, amplified within the past day, were still lingering in my mind, and the rational part of me knew that I would not like their answers. There could be no future for us, not in the way we desired. The obstacles between us were too many and too great. If I had listened to my own advice to her from the beginning, then I would have recognized that. But my lust got in the way, soon replaced by my love. I gazed down at her sleeping face and wondered if she knew as well. She intuited much, and I had no doubt that she would sense my angst as soon as she awoke. But I saw little value in disturbing her peace, at least for the time being. So I closed my eyes again, willing myself to find that sense of contentment I had only a few hours ago. Until the dawn, we had each other. After that, I couldn't say.